Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. So this is where we are actually headed. That's actually what we're craving. We're craving that elevated state. I say all the time, you know, we didn't come to this world for a pile of things. We have much bigger dreams. We actually came to be creators, because what we now know from studying the mind and studying neuroscience, quantum physics, and consciousness is that when a human being drops into something that feels coherent and at rest, the first thing that happens is creativity. And all abundance ever generated in this world came from creativity. And creativity doesn't have to necessarily be visual arts or dancing. Creativity is a thought, and a thought that turns into the next thought, and the next thought turns into something more, and boom, it's made manifest in the world. And that is really what we love to do as people. But we can only generate a capacity for creativity when the cortisol level goes down. And all potentials exist where? In the present moment. And what's typically happening is that the brain is running an old program of the past. And so it doesn't matter what the computer looks like. If the software is running a program, as soon as you open up that computer, it'll just run the software. And the software is whatever you perceived from the age of 0 to 12. And it's telling you at every moment what's possible and what's not. And it's telling you who you are. And when we meditate, we have a different story of who we are. We are nobody. We're not a body. We're only someone because we're some of the one. We are infinite consciousness. And the more we tap in and turn that on, we become super, super creative. And from that place of creativity, it's a vibration. It's a frequency. And when that frequency and that vibration starts to get potent, that's where everything starts to be made. Every connection is made there. Everything starts to come together. And we're pulling the brain out of the body, the old brain, the old tape. But when we're constantly firing this old tape, what we're doing is we're looking at the lack. We're looking at the gap. We can't be creative there. We can't have a high vibe there. And anytime anyone's ever created something, whether it was a play or a business, what happens along the way is people say to that person, you have great energy, because it's energy that creates the world. It's energy that creates a path. It's energy. And so every time we meet over the next 8 days, we're meditating, because your greatest tool is in your energy. And when your energy is in lack and scarcity, you actually are not emitting a vibration of potency. And what every human is looking for all the time is life force, life energy. So they will be attracted to
that which gives off energy. And so if underneath whatever it is you want to create, it's a business, it's a podcast, it's an event, whatever it is, if there's no energy there, because your energy is in worry, it's in doubt, it's in lack, that is communicated. Your greatest asset is in the letting go of the fear and the self-doubt and all the things that keep you held apart from the ultimate creation. And instead, you get into this place where you start to take in the good, you drink in the good, you feel how good it feels to be here in this consciousness. You feel that, that alone, that awareness alone is so satisfying. And now you are full. And now you are abundance. And now you are able to generate so much peace and space. And you become a magnet for all things that you could possibly start to generate awareness around. And it's your awareness that starts to cast the characters and the synchronicities. And this is how it always happens. It's how much allowance there is, how much receptivity you're in. And so all of the people that you can study, that you can look at, who've created, they've generated, they're living a life that feels abundant. It's because there is something very powerful in the sense that they perceive, because you go first. And everything else is a boomerang. And so it's the energy. It's your own attention. It's your own focus. It's your own perception that has to be locked and loaded every day. You got that every single morning. Boom. The world is a canvas. It's magic. You're going to create so many things. You have so much in you. When we talk about that people don't even use, they don't even scratch the surface of using what the brain can do. It's because it's not even in the brain. It's consciousness. It's beyond the brain. It's the awarenesses that start to come in when you set down your fight, flight, or freeze and you go into coherence. You go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run a play. I'm going to call this woman. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to go live over here. I'm going to have this gathering. I'm going to start to think a thought, which starts to gain steam. And now I've got another thought and another thought and another thought. And you're having such a party, and you start to bring that into the energetic field everywhere you go. And just like that, everything else that's playing at that altitude, you start to bump into. So it's a frequency, it's a radio, and you got to start to have a felt sense experience of it, because words don't teach. But when we do a little meditation like that and you start to get your own attention, you notice how often you don't have your own attention. You notice how often your thoughts are not serving you. You notice how often your thoughts are keeping you actually stuck in cortisol and stuck in a program and stuck in a place where there is so much fear that you can't create. And everything in your mind is telling you that something outside of you needs to come along and give you that which you can actually give to yourself and project into the world. And from that place, things then come right back to you like a boomerang, right? So every one of us is responsible for how we respond, responsible for how we perceive, responsible for where our focus is, responsible for where that focus turns into a feeling and a vibration. And from there, it's a personality. It becomes your reality. So this is where we will keep going back to and back to.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.